So how often do you think about your guardian angel? Surely, if he has been given to us by God himself, then he must be important. So here we're going to consider some teachings from Padre Pio himself. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. I am Edward Urban, and on this channel we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, and we offer you a series of short videos, so please do stay tuned to this channel and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we ask you, do support us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our videos, sharing them with others, and also if you have not already subscribed, then do subscribe to our channel. And once you've subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell too. Let us continue with our story. So now, can you remember the last time that you prayed to your guardian angel? That is your protector angel, the angel specifically assigned by God himself to protect you throughout your life. So why would God give us a guardian angel if he were not important? And perhaps of all the spiritual gifts that God has given us, our guardian angel is one of the most overlooked and misunderstood. They are holy. They're not simply childhood myths. They're not something just for children. And how do we know this? Because, here's the proof, countless saints, great saints, have appealed to their guardian angels and have received great graces in return as a result. So let's just look at one or two examples here. And we call to mind the holy Gemma Galgani, who was known as the passion flower of Lucca, and also, incidentally, a stigmatist. And she used to see her guardian angel regularly and have discussions with guardian angel and send the guardian angel on missions, all sorts of things like that. And likewise, Padre Pio of Pietrosina, who was the very first priest ever to have received the stigmata. He used to see his guardian angel and speak to him as well. One might imagine that Saint Francis of Assisi was surely the first priest to receive the stigmata. Well, he did receive the stigmata, but he was not in fact a priest. Padre Pio was the first priest. Padre Pio certainly was one of the great saints of our time. And he brings some valuable lessons about the intercession of guardian angels. So let's look way back when he was just 5 years old. And at that stage, he was known as Francesco Forgioni. He later became Padre Pio, obviously. But at that stage, 5 years of age, he already had a friendship with someone he referred to as his childhood companion. Turned out to be his guardian angel. And now, years later, he was already in the monastery. And he told his spiritual director this. He told him about a mystical experience, which according to Padre Pio, a humble Capuchin saint, can happen to anyone. So it's not some phenomenal mystical experience. This can be happen to anyone. Padre Pio put it like this. These are his words. At night, when I close my eyes and the veil comes down, paradise opens up before me. I guess the dream world. And I'm comforted by this vision. I sleep with a happy smile of peace on my lips, with a great calm on my face. This is Padre Pio. And I hope that my childhood companion will wake me up to pray the morning prayers to the beloved of our hearts. That's obviously to God. So he sees his childhood companion, his guardian angel, as someone who can do these little things for him, help him to wake up in the morning. And incidentally, other people have made use of this as well. This wake-up call-in at the right time didn't just happen to Padre Pio, but also to other people after they had started asking their guardian angel just by a simple prayer to their guardian angel to help them wake up in the morning. And Padre Pio says, that's open to many, many people to be able to have this kind of alarm clock, a mission given to our guardian angel. And as his role as spiritual director, Padre Pio would often advise people, call on your guardian angel. And why would you call on him? For two reasons he gives here. And he will enlighten you, and he will lead you on the way to God. So that's fundamental, what a guardian angel's mission is. God has given us this angel, so use it. That's what Padre Pio tells us. The guardian angel is not to be put aside, locked away in some cupboard. He advises, use your guardian angel, being given by God. And here we see two extremely valuable points that have been made that apply to our prayer life. Firstly, it is God himself who gave us and gives every child that is born a protector or a guardian angel. And that is for life. That alone, the fact that it's given to us by God, should be enough proof of how much we need him. Because nothing that God does is irrelevant. If God does it, it has to have a meaning, a purpose, has to be important. The second point we consider here, this angel, and the angels, in fact, are our best friends, and who want and they desire our greatest good, which of course is our salvation, ultimately. So they will do whatever is in their power. That is what they will do. We must just work with them. We can't say, help me, and then go and head off in the opposite direction. That doesn't work. We've got to work in the same direction as our guardian angel. And then, when we get up, when we leave the house, or if we, you know, throughout our daily dealings, be they at work or wherever, make sure that we recommend yourself to your guardian angel. And probably, it's very unlikely that many of us will ever be given the grace that Padre Pio was given of being able to see his guardian angel. But does that really make a difference in the long run? Because what is really important is our salvation, is the daily spiritual struggle. So either towards heaven or in the opposite direction, towards damnation. And that is ultimately what everything is all about. And when we call on his protection, no temptation, even the most terrible, can overcome us. But we do have to do our part. So let us ask Padre Pio for this grace, that we may always have and never lose a strong and yet tender veneration, devotion to our holy guardian angels. And may Padre Pio gain for us the grace to have this friendship with our guardian angel, this trust that he had. May we learn to work with and to make use of our guardian angels. And once again, if you are new to our channel, then please make sure that you have subscribed to our channel, and you have to like our videos as well and share them with others, with your colleagues, with your friends and colleagues. There are other videos that follow shortly. We have our most popular videos, others selected especially for you, and also a video on how to enroll for next Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions.